Hello? Hey, dude, are you in? Let me rephrase that. Can I come in? I'll take that as a yes. Hey, I just got some McDonald's. They gave me this whole ass extra bag, and I didn't order any of this, so do you want it? Are you okay? I mean, no offense, but you look kind of frazzled, I guess. Hey, no, it's okay. What's up? Okay, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna close that laptop and we're just gonna chill for a bit, okay? I think you can. Look, dude, you have plenty of time. Let's just turn that off. Come on, talk to me. Yeah. I know things are kind of stressful right now. I can't even imagine. I mean, I'm just glad I don't have to write reports anymore, let alone learn things with my actual brain. It can't be that bad. No, 'cause you're smart, and I'm sure you know what you're doing. I've never seen anyone work on a project for more than 9 hours at a time. It's actually quite impressive. Oh, no, sweetie, come here. It's okay. It's okay. Why are you apologizing? Look, it's not your fault you have feelings. That's a normal human thing, unfortunately. God knows you've seen me sob at the most stupid things. Remember that time we ran out of Nutella? It's okay. You're okay. And you certainly don't need to be sorry with me. I know it's a lot for you. It's not exactly easy to do this stuff all day. Come on, sit on the bed with me. It's okay. I know you've been stressed. And I'm so sorry you feel this way. I really wish I could help you out somehow. Yeah, I can stay with you. I think last time you cried this hard, it was during Moana. And it was when she flipped that little sea turtle over, and you thought that was just too cute. It's okay. You deserve a break. Yes, you do. I know you have a lot on your plate now, but it's not gonna help anyone if you just tire yourself out like this. You need to eat, and you need to drink, and you need to take a nap if you have to, because you can't go on like this. Of course I care. We're friends. We live together. I see you every single day. I want you to be happy and healthy. You know, I was kind of like that when I was still in school. We weren't roommates yet, but I was hyper-focused on everything, I guess. Yeah. Me. I was an eager beaver up until fourth year. And that's when I really just burned out. I'm really glad you didn't have to say that. But it was rough. I was trying to do too much at the same time, and it wasn't working out. And I don't want that to happen to you. I know it's important, all this studying, all these projects, and exams you have to do, but you're important too. You can't let it take over your life if it's only going to be a part of it. No matter where you are right now, in 5, 10 years, it won't matter. So working yourself to death is not the answer. I think this proves it too. All this pent up energy you have, it's too much. You need to relax. Which is, I guess, rich for me to say, but I know what it feels like, or close to. I don't know what it's like to be in your major, but I know it feels like the end of the world every time you don't get a perfect grade, or, I don't know, whatever your standard is supposed to be. You'll be okay. You're so smart, so independent, resourceful. College is only one aspect of your life. After that, you have everything going on for you, you know? This one class, this one essay, project, assignment. It'll help you get to where you want, but you need to take care of yourself as much as you focus on it, if that makes sense. I know you know. I'm just reminding you. That's what I'm here for. Here, lean up against me. Who says we can't have a good cuddle sesh between roommates? Come on. Snuggle up. You work so hard. All the time. Every time you ace a test, I get so excited for you. And every time you get these amazing scores, I'm so proud. Because I know you worked for them. All those nights you stayed up and studied your little ass off. And all those days you spend in the cafeteria just zoned in on your laptop. I know. I know. So this is your time. Relax. Just breathe for a bit. With me, if it helps. You gotta hang in there. Not everyone can lose their shit like Kanye did. Oh, man. See, you're doing pretty good. Yeah, in comparison to him, there's no competition. Must be nice, being rich and crazy. God, I wish that were me. No, I'm not saying you're crazy, I'm just saying you're upset. And you have every right to be, because school is a big responsibility for everyone. It's a lot. And, you know, universities and colleges, they don't always understand that people need time. And it's unfair, but it's the way it is for now, at least. So, if you think about it, you're actually really brave for going through with it. Don't look at me. I slacked off all of fourth year. Got by with an 8.2, I think. I can't even remember. But yeah. In Asian standards, I'm dead. But here I am. Still kicking. And you're smarter than me. Yes, you absolutely are. We're not starting this argument again. You have so much going for you. And I'm so, so proud of how far you've come. It's not always about how much you can cram into one day or, you know, a week. It's about how much you can learn from what you're doing. And you're doing great. So you deserve a break. You deserve a little cuddle. For someone to play with your hair and kiss your forehead. Let's just take a bit to relax. And then afterwards, you can go back to studying. Although I do recommend eating some chicken nuggies. They are there. I know, I love Uber Eats. You either get like two things from your order of five, or you get someone else's entire order. I'm not complaining. It's like roulette. Feel better? Good. I love you too. You are my favorite roommate. You know that, right? So what if you're the only one? Less competition, right? Now hush. 'Cause we're taking a nap. I said so. Just now. Come on. It'll be great. Close your eyes. There we go. Don't worry. I'll wake you in like half an hour. And then you can go back to whatever it is was stressing you out so much. Preferably a lot more zen, but we'll see. Mm-hmm.